Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. We're in the Rambam. Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. We already saw Neflos Miteras Hashem. And we saw the Yisoy that every mitzvah has an inyan and then has a tzivui. And the Torah is, when the Torah commands us, so the Torah is even commanding us through the Rabbanans, but the inyan of the Derabbanan is Mederabbanan. The inyan of the Derais is Derais. In other words, the idea, the concept, the Halacha, the actual law, is if it's rabbinic, it's written in the rabbi, it's not in the Torah. And only the inyan midaraisa is midaraisa. And if the inyan is midaraisa, it's raisa, but it's there in the rabbanan. The tzivui is always mana Torah, because we have a losa. So that's the yisoy, that volume that we fleshed out. The first year was the slew of kashas kedarkeinu b'kodesh, and the second year was establishing the yisoy. And now we're going to take the ball and run, as they say, used to say. Okay, and again, this is based on what we have from Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Hagadol Amuflav v'Amuflog. Now we can understand the Ramban on the Ramban. The Ramban asked on the Ramban from the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yutes. There it says, "Gavod Kavod Abrius Shadoicha Leisasi Shabatayla." And the Gemara says, "No, this is talking about Lo Sasser. It's not talking about Mamash Leisasi. It's talking about Lo Sasser." They laughed at him. They said, "What are you talking about? Losas is doy raisa." So Rav Kahana said, "Hey, some a big person says something. Don't laugh at him. Everything doy raisa is nismach aloy sasu. And mishum kovad abrius, mishum kovad abrius, loy gazu rabbanon. And because of kovad abrius, the rabbis were not goyzer." So we have in this Gemara that the Rambam wanted to say that all those sasus are deraisa. And the Rabban says, kikarayin in Gemara. In the Gemara it says that all that los sasu, that the rabbanans are not deraisa. The rabbanans are derabbanan. And it's just samuch, it's an asmachta to los sasu. But it's really only derabbanan, it's not deraisa. So that's why it says, "Gadol kavod abrius shadoicha leisasi shabatayra." It's talking about a leisasi that's really the rabbanan. But it's asmechino samchu chachamim al leisasi. And and since it's really only the Rabbanan, the rabbis say, listen, if it's Kavod Abrius, then the rabbis are allowing you to be over on what they say. So despite the pasuk of Ein Chochma Yitvuna Eitzan Neged Hashem, which normally says there are no cheshbonis when it comes to Hashem, here there are cheshbonis. And the cheshbon is that the rabbis said to be mekel, and there when it comes to their halachas. So that's the Kopanim, you see that the Rabbanans are the Rabbanan, they're not the Eilais. That was the kasha of the Ramban, on the Rambam. And moreover, we have another kasha on the Rambam, in the himself, in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Kalayim and Halacha Chof Tes, Perek Chovov Mehilchos Shabbos Halacha Chof Gimel, he writes in this inyan itself that it's a loisasei gamor. He writes, when a person sees kalayim that are biblical, that are forbidden by the Torah law, and his friend, even if the latter is walking in the marketplace, he should jump and rip it off him immediately. This applies even to his teacher, because the obligation to honor people at large doesn't supersede a negative prohibition in the Torah. Can use the Rambam to saying it in English. Why is such a prohibition superseded with regard to a lost object? Because the prohibition involves financial matters, because it's mamonis, slav shel mamon. So, skipping a little bit in the Rambam, Rambam says, "Avodavish yisumet evrayim, aray nitcham b'nei kavod abrius b'chol makom." If, however, prohibition's rabbinic origin, it is superseded by the consideration of a person's honor in all situations. Although the Torah states, do not deviate from any of the statements they relate to you, this law, this prohibition, is superseded by considerations of a person's honor. Therefore, lefikach imaya love shatnit shel devrayim eino kara love b'shuk v'eino poshta b'shuk ad shemagia lebeisai. Accordingly, if another person has upon him shatnit that is forbidden according to rabbinical law, one may rip it off him in the marketplace, nor must the person himself remove it in the marketplace until he reaches home. And if it's midoraisa, then he has to remove it immediately. So we see from this Rambam that it's a lav gamur. What does the Rambam say? And although the Torah states don't deviate from any of the statements they relate to you, this prohibition is superseded by considerations of a person's honor. So what do we see from here? We see that it's a lav gamur. This lo susser is a lav gamur. It's not just an asmachta. And this lav is pushed away Mishum Kabra Brius. So the Gemara, we see in the Gemara, it's an Asmachta. The Rambam here, based on the Gemara, calls it a Lav Gamur. That's very interesting. Ube'emes, so again, first kash we have is on the Rambam, the Rambam asks, but we see it's only an Asmachta, it's not a lice to say. And then the Rambam himself says it is a lois to say lo sasa. Ubam is all the Rambam kasha, the question of the Vrei Minei Ubei. The kasha is not on the Rambam. The question is Mimenu Ubo. Shomnam mitzad echad mivurar kamo shekatab Rambam. Shoenu el asmachto. So mitzad echad, we see, like the Rambam says, that it's only an asmachto. But mitzad sheni, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that it's because of Gadol Kavod HaBrius Shederech HaLeis Yishev HaTorah. It's because of Gadol Kavod HaBrius. It's not because it's only an Asmachta. Rather, we're coming in Dechia, even though it's against the Leis Yishev HaTorah. And so is Lahedji and the Rambam, and Chutz Kalayim, and Chutz Shabbos. We're coming in Dechia, that Gadol Kavod HaBrius Kavod HaBrius is so great that it's Derech HaLeis Yishev HaTorah. And if it's only an Asmachta, it's not Midin Dechiyah. And it's not Midin the Godless. Godol Kavod HaBrius is Derech HaLeis Yishev HaTorah. It's not Mitzad the Godless and Yuchedus Shal Kavod HaBrius that's Derech HaLeis Yishev HaTorah. Rather, it's because we're only dealing with a Dirabanan. Kavod HaBrius isn't Deucha a Deiraisa. Because Kavod HaBrius isn't that great. It's great, but not that great. And the reason it's Deucha over here is because we're only dealing with the Derabbanan. So if Lososer is just an Asmachta, it doesn't show you the greatness of Kavod HaBrius, as much as it shows you that we're only dealing with the Dirabbanan. So Nishkeferlich, let him walk around with the Kalayim Dirabbanan. In fact, in the Sefer Marganis Tuva in Cherish Arishan, he asked the Das Ramban, you the Ramban hold, that it's me din Techiye. You the Ramban hold, excuse me, that we're dealing with Los Asr. There's only Dirabbanan, so what do you need to come on to Techiye for? It's not midin dechi, it's midin the weakness of the derabbanan. On the other hand, mitzad shlishi, it says in the Gemara, in the lav of lo sasser, kol mila derabbanan asmechinu al lav de lo sasser. All matters derabbanan are nismach, reliant upon the lav of lo sasser. Mishum kavoydoi, shor rabbanan. And for a person's kavod, the rabbis were matir. Rashi writes, And you're going to have a kasha. That it's Doraisa. Rabbanan achlu liyakrayu. The rabbis were moichel, and they're covered. Lavra al divrayim, hecha deika covered abrius. Where it's a case of covered abrius. Vumavuol milashan agmara. And that's what you see in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mishum kavoydo yishar rabbanan." That's what it says. Rabbanan achlu liakrayu. The rabbis were moichel, and they're covered to be over al divrayim, where there is an issue of covered abrius involved. That's Rashi, and Rashi's getting that from the Gemara. Mishum kavoydo for their cover, for his covered, the rabbis were matir. But it's hard to understand this Rashi. What do we need to come on to this for? Like the Braisa says that it's midin d'chia. You don't have to say that the rabbis are mochel and they're covered. Say that we're dealing with covered abrius, and that's doicha. Not because they're moichel and they're covered. Gemara says, "Mishim kvodo shel rabbanan," because if a person's covered, the rabbis were matir. And Rashi explains, the rabbis were moichel and they're covered when we're dealing with covered abrius. Why do you have to say that? Say covered abrius is so great that it's doicha. Anyway, it's only an isdur rabbanan, and it's nitchem when a covered abrius d'oraisa. Like the Braisa says, it's midin d'chia, kado kavod abrius. So we see not like Rashi. Rashi says it's midin ar mochel and they're covered. It's not because they were mochel and they're covered. It's because of gadol kavod abrius. Kavod abrius is so great, l'chorot should be doicha, that's what the Braisa says. Gadol kavod abrius, sh'doicha l'esei shem Torah. Not because they were mochel on their kavod, it's because l'chashivus kavod abrius, that's doicha l'dirabanan. So it's not because they were moichel on their kavod. And in this case, they weren't asri, no. But if mitzad gadol kavod abrius, sh'doicha l'esei shem Torah. For amad b'zeh b'megilas Esther, by Zayin. So based on what we said, we can say explain as follows. That the braisa that says gadol kavod abrius, sh'doicha l'esei shem Torah, when it says that kavod abrius is so great that it's doicha l'esei shem Torah, the Torah, what's it talking about? It's talking about gadlus chashivus of kavod abrius. Shekan nitba'er ikaro be'inyan shebedavar v'lo b'tzivui u'ba'azhara. Shiyashnam ala davar. Ve'al zeh mevuar b'braita shegodel ha'inyan doche lo tase. Dehainu et ha'azhara shiyashna b'torah. What did we say in the previous year? We said that we're talking about the inyan. When we say gadol kavod abrius sh'doicha l'esei shem Torah, we're talking about the gadlus and chashivus of the inyan of kavod abrius, not on the tzivui, but on the inyan, on the idea, on the concept of kavod abrius. That's what we're dealing with. And on that we see in the Braisa, shegoydel ha'inyin, d'chalos, not the tzivui and kavod abrius, that the idea of Kavanah Brios is Derech HaLaisaseh, i.e. the Azhara that the Torah writes. And on that we see in the Sugya over there, Shekevan She'ein Eitza Ve'ein Tvuna Neged Hashem. Since there's no Eitza and there's no Tvuna, there's no Chachmas against Hashem, Lo Shaych Shechashivu Sa'inyan Abba Mikavad Abriyas, it can't be that the importance of something that comes because of Kavad Abriyas is going to be Doicha, an Inyan, that's an Inyan Atzmi Me Hashem. If it's not against Hashem, it's Keneged B'nei Adam, that's another thing. It's another story. Different story. But here we're talking about an Inyan that's against Hashem. An Inyan Zem Meshulal Etzlo. How can it be that an Inyan relating to man is going to override, is going to supersede an Inyan relating to Hashem? V'im kein Baal Kolcheinu Nish'ar ha'inyan shel ha'isur ha'nidcha. Ve'en kan davar gadol etchot et ha'isur, shegadol inyano mikavod abriyot. There we have to say that the inyan of the Isser remains. And there's nothing big enough to be doicha the Isser, whose inyan is greater than the inyan of Kavod Abriyos. The Isser is greater than Kavod Abriyos. And therefore, the inyan of Kavod Abriyas cannot be docha the Isser. So what are you going to do? So therefore, the Gemara says, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about Los Sasur. Los Sasur. There, the inyan of Kavod Abriyas is docha the tzivui of Lo Sasur. That already we can say. Remember, we said that Lo Sasur, the tzivui of Lo Sasur, is from the Torah. But the inyan, where the rabbis commanded you, is only rabbinic. But the tzivui is min haTorah. So the inyan of Kavod Abriyas is a big enough inyan to be dercha the tzivui of Lo Sasur. Because the tzivui is only going on top of the inyan. After there's the inyan, there's the tzivui on the inyan. But it starts with the inyan, as we spoke about, the idea, the concept, the notion, the law. So here, we start with Kavod Abriyas. And Kavod Abriyas is a very, very chashuv inyan. So therefore, that's going to be docha, the tzivui of Lo Sasur. And if mitzad ein eitzah ve'ein tvuna, what about ein eitzah ve'ein tvuna, which means that the inyan that's expressed by the Azhara is not going to be pushed off, that's not shaykh in the lav of Lo Sasur. Because the whole inyan is only dirabanan, and it's not against Hashem. Because it wasn't said, the Torah wasn't said, the inyan wasn't said in the Torah, the rabbis made the inyan. So that's what it means when it says in the Gemara, kol mili dirabanan, Asmechu aloi sasur, dain. Shomnam haisur atzmohu min haTorah. The Isser itself, the tzivui is min haTorah. That's what it means. Kol mili de rabbonon asmechu alav aloi sasur. What does that mean? It means that the Isser of loi sasur is min haTorah. But the inyan's de rabbonon. They're just soymech the inyan on the loi sasur, that the tzivui should be daraisa, but the inyan remains de rabbonon. The koyach rabbonon baze, who mimash is samchu alav de loy sasu, shemimenu ne'emar, koyach itzuram. The koyach rabbonon in this is that they were masmich on the lav. They were nismach on the lav of Lo Sasur. And that's where their koach of Isser comes from. In other words, they may take their inyan, it's a rabbinic inyan, and then they plut it, they superimpose it, so to speak, on the Lo Sasur. So now it should have Lo Sasur backing it up. For an Isser, you need an Inyan. So they have the Isser prepared in the Torah, and then they have their Inyan that they add, that they now can combine with the Isser. If there's a Zai Isser of Los Asser, it means they have the power now to attach an Inyan to it. So from this Pasuk, they rely on this Pasuk, they rely to make their Inyan, to attach their Inyan to an Isser. However, the Pa'ula, the action that you're doing is Rabbinic. It's only Derabbanan. The Tzibu is Min HaTorah, but the Be'inyan is Derabbanan. So all that remains is the Isser and the Ashara Dairaisa. And on the Isser it says, Gadlo Kavad Abriya Shadaycha Laisi Shabbatari Midin Dechia. Because there's no issue here of Dechia, of an Inyan Dairaisa. Because when it's an Inyan Dairaisa, what are we going to say? We are going to say, Ein Eitza V'Ein Tvuna Neged Ein Chochma Neged Hashem. No Chochmas. When it comes to the Inyan, Kavod HaBrios is not Doichan Inyan Dairaisa. No, sir. But if the Inyan is Derabbanan, and it's just the Torah that commanded, there we sing a different tune. There, oh, the Torah says to follow. There's a Tzibui from the Torah. They're ready to Kavod HaBrios. But the Inyan is Derabbanan, the Tzibui is Min HaTorah. There, Kavod HaBrios is Doichan. Kavod HaBrios is Doichan. Because the Inyan of Kavod HaBrios Min HaTorah is greater than the Lo Yisaseh. Oh, what about the rabbis? They made it into an Isser. Why don't we say that just like the Kavod HaBrios doesn't have the koach to be doichen inyan isuri of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it also doesn't have the koach to supersede an inyan that the rabbis created. And on that we see in the Gemara, like Rashi learns, no. Demachlu labanan liyikrayhu. The rabbis were meichel on their kavod, and they were me'afsher. They allowed that the inyan gadol of kavod habrius should be doicha the inyan that the rabbis were kovei on their iser. There the rabbis are meichel on their kavod. So where does the mechil on the kavod come from? That the inyan of kavod habrius should be doicha their inyan. So you need all three. Number one, you need the Chia. You need the Chia of the Azhara that's Min HaTorah. Because Kavod HaBrios is done for the Lo Sasu, which is a Pasuk Min HaTorah. That's the Chia. That's superseding. That's overriding. And that's Azay Shteit Braisa. Godol Kavod HaBrios Shadar Chaloitzi Shebet Torah. That's number one. Number two, the Inyan can only be the Rabbana, like it says in the Gemara. Asmichu akra. It doesn't say it explicitly in the pasuk. They were just masmichit to the pasuk. Ah, they were masmichit to the pasuk. That's already a different story. The inyan is not the raisa. The inyan is only the rabbana, and it was only nismach al pasuk. So that's number two, and number three, omishum kivoidai. And for a person's cover, the rabbis were matir. V'kanal shelo emidu et anyan shepaluhem sheyeh adifu me'anyan shekavod HaBrios. They were not mamid their inyan that they activated, that they promulgated, that it should be greater than kavod HaBrios. Just like the inyan that's neged Hashem is not stronger than Hashem. When it's versus Hashem, then Hashem's inyan beats out Kavod HaBrios' inyan. But when it's rabbinic, the rabbis say, you know what? We'll let your inyan of Kavod HaBrios be doicha our inyan. Now the sugya is mamish like the Rambam. And the Rambam is 100% gerecht. The Rambam is 100% correct. The Rambam holds Lo Sasu is Dairaisa. Lo Sasu is Taka Dairaisa. Because the Tzivui is Dairaisa. And the way we read the Gemara, the Ramban's Kasha is Nishkin Kasha. The Ramban said, look, it's only the Rabbanan. Lo Sasu is all the way, and the Rabbi says, only the Rabbanan. No, the Eden is the Rabbanan. But the Tzivui is Minat Torah. So again, what's the Dechiyah? God will cover Abriyah Shedoicha Laisi Shemitorah. What's a Doicha? Kavod Abriyah is Doicha an Inyan, which Gemara's Mamed is Lo Sasser, is a rabbinic enactment. The Inyan of Kavod Abriyah is Greser, is greater than the Inyan de Rabbanan. For Kavod Abriyah's sake, which is a seemingly a fundamental biblical principle, for Kavod Abriyah's sake, we are Doiche in Yanim de Rabbanan. So yes, you have a Dechiyah. It's being Doiche Lo Sasser, which is a Pasuk Min HaTorah, that Tzivui is Min HaTorah. And that's the God of Kavod Abriyah's, that's Doiche Tzivui Min HaTorah Lo Sasser, which is a Tzivui Min HaTorah. But it has to be that the Inyan is the Rabbanan, and it has to be that the Rabbis are Moichel on their Inyan. And to sweeten this, we have a Rashi in Menachas, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Dibur Ma'aser Lav D'Lo Sasser, who writes, we go on Tiltul Isul Mid Rabbanan, etc. Mutter Lahachnis LeBeis HaKisei, if you're allowed to be Metaltel Muktzah into the Beis HaKisei, Mishum Kovod HaBriyois, I'll cover that brias. Avalosis masa. Dichsiv behedia loidochi cover that brias. But to carry a burden, which is explicit, again, the derabanan is not explicit, and the deraisa is explicit. Tiltal is il tiltal, which is an isra derabanan, tiltal muksa, which is an isra derabanan, is mutter al cover that brias. And Lassis Machu was Behedia is not Doicha Kavod Abriyah's. So Rashi's Lashon is not this is Doicha, this is Derabbanan. But this is Lahedia. Lassis Mas is Lahedia, it's explicit. And Tilt was not written explicitly. I mean, even if it's not Behedia, it's still Minat Torah. It's just not Minat Torah in the Inyan. The Tzivui, though, is Minat Torah. And that's the Chila between Doicha and Derabbanan. But even the Derabbanan is Dairaisa. Just the Dairaisa isn't Nitcha because it's Lahedia. And the Derabbanan is Nitcha because it's not Lahedia. Because the Inyan is only Derabbanan. The Tzivui, however, remains Dairaisa. So to be metaltel muksa stones to use to clean oneself would be permitted, like Rashi says. Because that's not Lahedia, even though the Tzivui is Dairaisa. Whereas being metaltel Rishis Haravim, that we're not matir, it's covered habrius, because that's the inyan there, is against Hashem. Because it's a Hashem inyan, and what's written explicitly in the Torah. Okay, truth be told, there is a fortune to say on this Rashi. I did a Otzer HaChachma search, and I came out with 295 Sfarim. Wow, that's just the Otzer. There are other Sfarim that talk about it that aren't there. Just a few words in Rashi, maybe sometimes a lot of Sfarim just have the Dibur HaMasechel and then they discuss Rashi, so the search doesn't always come up with everything. But there's a lot to say. In the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful Mahalach, which continues our line of thought, and we still have a ton to say. Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shemayim. So I ask that you stay tuned, B'lim Neder, which we zochah to continue, and this is hands down, flat out awesome. And it is just such an honor to be able to learn this together with you, and a privilege and fun. So thank you so much for listening, and we should be zeichet to continue. Shalom, shalom.